There's a man smashing up the ice. I'm going to ask him what he's doing in the pond. Hiya.
Hello.
What are you doing in a pond of ice?
I'm just trying to help the fish.
Oh. Would they not survive?
Well, I just need to get the water oxygenated, so the thing is, if it freezes over totally,
yeah,
that prevents it doing it. So I'm using whatever common sense I've got to think, well, maybe it will help it thaw out as well.
Okay.
So it's a bit of fish.
Do those trousers all in one, does that keep you dry?
I've got thermals as well. But
do you feel it? Do you feel the cold?
It's not too bad. No. You feel it on your fingers.
Right,
but
yeah.
Actually, the water's not bad. The top of the water seems to be, I don't know what I'm talking about, but it's not as bad as it looks.
No. And have you ever seen, there's this guy, I think he's called Iceman.
Right. Oh yeah, Scotsman.
He does these sort of like cold showers, cold sea, and says we're mammals and we should be exposed to the cold more.
Right.
There you go, you're
that.
A good example.
I don't know about that. The other thing, it's very tempting for young kids to think it's safe surface. So if anything, it acts as a bit of a deterrent because they can't get in it. It'll probably freeze over, but it's just...
Yeah, it was -2 last night, wasn't it?
So. Yeah, I kind of commit a couple of hours on a Saturday, so I thought, well, I'll do this and see what happens.
To this area?
Just to this pond.
Oh, that's so nice.
So, I'm not sure if it does any good.
You have probably an affinity to fish.
I don't know about that, but certainly the seagulls might.
Oh my God, they'll probably have them.
Yeah, they'll probably come down here.
What fish are in here, anyhow?
Mainly carp and goldfish.
Carp?
Yeah.
You've got carp in here?
Yeah, people release stuff into it.
Oh, that's really cool. So that's quite nice.
Well, it's not, because you've got non-native species in here as well.
Oh, really?
So they've got some terrapins in here, which are not good for moorhen chicks, ducklings, all that business. But
really?
It's a bit of a local sort of tourist attraction, the terrapins.
Oh, I haven't seen them
quite,
yet.
Quite controversial doing anything with them, and nobody, you have to have a license to move terrapins. If somebody dumped them here, they're non-native species, so we'd have to get a license for it, and the nearest place that houses terrapins is in Lincoln. So
well, I could probably go up there one day.
Well, it's as I say, it's
love a challenge,
heavily political, you know, the whole idea of moving these terrapins. And
how big are they?
About big now.
That's really big. That's here, like a foot.
They've been here 11 years. And Cedric, who is the pond manager, says live and let live, really. So
right.
You could well argue that, but if they've survived this long, it is their natural environment.
They survive for hundreds of years, don't they?
I think they do.
We'd be overrun with them.
I think that's the problem. And they're obviously breeding.
Wow.
Now got 4 or 5 of them. So you could end
so
up
they just walk on the bank and
you can't see them sunbathing either on the island or they'll sunbathe in the rushes.
Right, yeah.
So it isn't quite such an, but generally the purpose of doing this, probably slightly futile, is to try and oxygenate the water.
You wanted to get in the water.
Yeah, probably use my waders.
Alright, yeah. See ya.